Okay, Rebbe, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Chaf, the second to last daf in the Masechta, and we will stop a little early to give us something, a little bit more to learn tomorrow, as you, I'm sure you've noticed that Kuf Chaf Aleph is pretty quick. So we will cut it a little short today, but first we have to do this this Mishnah about Afikomen. We have a Mishnah about falling asleep at the Seder, which is certainly no Gaya. So let's get to it. As usual, our Shir is B'schus Refu Shleima for Shir B'stvar Aleha. And for Nami Meir of Astrajan Rivka Rezo. Says the Mishnah, as my son asked me today, is this the shortest Mishnah in all of Shas? I answered him, I do not know. I do not know Shas by heart, but it could be. As the Mishnah says, Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. A line that, that undoubtedly you are familiar with. So Gemara asks right away, my Afikomen, what is this language of Afikomen? So we have a Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. One answer you're familiar with, one answer perhaps you are not familiar with. And Rav says, Shul Yakru Mechabura Lechabura. It doesn't have anything to do with eating after the Afikomen, or eating after the Korban Pesach. Right? The Mishnah says you can't have after the Korban Pesach Afikomen. What Rav says, that means you cannot move from Chabura to Chabura. If you look at the Rashbam, Acha Sha'achlu HaPesach B'Chabura, Lo Yechlu B'Chabura Acheres, Lecho Lo Pasfu, Lo Shum Davar. You're not allowed to go to a different Chabura to eat anything. Right? Yes, you shouldn't eat anything in another Chabura, but it's a Gzera, Asi, Dilma Asi L'Meichel as a Pesach B'Shnei Mekomos. Because, right, once you're having some cake, some nash, so it'll be like, oh, I have some of the Korban Pesach that we have. Now, it's a problem. You'll be eating Korban Pesach in two different places. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says no. Keep going. Or Dilai Li Vegozlai La Abba. Saying like mushrooms for me and young birds for Abba. Abba referring to, meaning Rav. So he's saying that, what's it called? That the halacha that we're familiar with, that you shouldn't eat any desserts, right? Any sweet food, any desserts after the Afikomen, because you need to have the flavor of matzah in your mouth. Rabbi Chanina Bar Shila, Rabbi Yochanan, they both explain, right, similarly, just different examples of desserts could go tamarim, kleos, ve'egozim, right, like dates, like nuts. Right, you shouldn't have any sweets after the afikomen. Tani kavas de Rabbi Yochanan, sure enough, we have a brisa that supports this. Eim aftir nachar pesach could go tamarim, kleos, ve'egozim. Okay, right, you shouldn't have any desserts after the korban pesach. Now, the question is, the Gemara is going to ask right now, is for us, lamaisa, halacha lamaisa, does that, that was all after the korban pesach, right? Eim aftir nachar ha-pesach. Afikomen. The question is, Afikomen. The question is, does that apply nowadays? So the Mishnah, the Gemara originally quotes this Mishnah, and it says, "Tanah with other Mishnah." Let's skip the line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, in maftirin achar matzah afikomen. Nowadays, that we don't have the Korban Pesach, but we have the matzah, is the same halacha apply? And sure enough, the first version of Shmuel's statement is that it does. The halacha applies just the same today. And in maftirin achar hamatzah afikomen. And after the afikomen matzah that you have, you should not eat anything else. It's not within the Mishnah. Didn't our Mishnah say in maftirin achar pesach afikomen? Right, meaning achar pesach udlo achal aval matzah maftirin. Right, implying that the only thing that you're not allowed to eat afterwards is the korban pesach, but after matzah you are allowed to eat. So I went to kasha on Shmuel. So the Gemara says lomi boya kamer. No, our Mishnah is a lomi boya. Meaning it's not only pesach, right, but also matzah. Certainly, didn't even need to tell me that you can't eat after matzah. Lomi boya, you don't even need to teach me achar matzah. Delanovish tamayu. You don't even need to teach me that you're not allowed to eat after matzah because it doesn't have a strong taste. Aval achar pesach, but after the korban pesach, which is meat and strong, right? Delanovish tamayu. That's leaves a real impact in your mouth. Vlo matzia avure leslamba. Right, you're not gonna. It's not gonna mess up any flavor that you have. The dessert is not going to mess up any flavors. So then you might have thought that it's less lamba. There's no halacha of eating afterwards. Therefore, kamash malan, our Mishnah is just teaching me that no, you also just even though the dessert won't necessarily take away the flavor of the Pesach, right? That's still there's an issue. There's still an idea not to eat after the Korban Pesach anything. Not to eat anything after the Korban Pesach. Name of Mishnah, sometimes I catch myself doing the Israeli kind of transliteration, right? Sometimes my kids, right? The way the Israeli grammar is structured, sometimes the nouns come after the verbs, so whatever. I have to catch myself sometimes. Talking to my kids long enough, that'll make things move around. All right. Name of Mishnah, let's say that this is a proof. Those are different types of matzah that are made, either matzah from honey or matzah from fruit juice, right, that are not shayach, really, for the mitzvah of matzah. So the Brisa says that adam mamali kreso behem, a person is allowed to eat as much as he wants, he can fill his stomach with them, as long as he has a kezais of matzah afterwards. Bachrona in Barishon Allah, right? Seemingly that he should not eat, meaning he's allowed to eat the matzah. He has to eat the matzah afterwards, but he can't eat the matzah beforehand. Meaning it seems like that, you, according to this Baisa, you're not allowed to eat the matzah, the last matzah, and then all of these sweet, you know, kind of tasty matzah types. Right, as long as you eat matzah afterwards, right? Seeming implying that you're not allowed to eat matzah anything afterwards, right? That's ein matir and achara matzah afikomen. Someone says, no, that's not necessarily a proof, because lo mi boye komer. It could mean not only this. This is also not true. You just didn't need to tell me, right? Lo mi boye barishona. You didn't even need to teach me that you're allowed to eat all this sweet matzah stuff after the first. Right after motzi matzah, after you eat matzah, the halachic matzah beforehand, the kachal leteavon, because the ma'aser, if you eat the halachic matzah leteavon with the taiva, with an appetite, right, without eating, right, before eating all these fancy matzahs, so then everything is fine. Av b'achrona, but at the last matzah, you might have thought that would be a problem. Why? Meaning eating the last matzah after all these sweet matzahs, that might be bad, because dilma asi lemechol chilagasa. That because then there will be a chilagasa, same alo. So you might have thought that it's not mutter to eat all these sweet matzahs beforehand and then have your afrikomen afterwards. So kamash malon, the Braisa tells me, no, that really it is mutter, and that is totally fine. And it's not going to mess yourself up in terms of it's not going to be a chilagasa. It's for whatever reason, right, that the Rishonim talk about is that why it's not going to lead to a chilagasa, because it's one sitting and you know you're going to prepare yourself, or you have the meaning psychologically maybe you don't get full, or physiologically, I don't know, whatever the science is behind you know, not stuffing yourself silly and then having that fikomen afterwards, right? That says the Braisa, that's not a problem. It's not going to be a chilagasa. Marzutra masni hachi. Marzutra is taught actually a little bit differently. He said, "I'm Rav Yosef. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Maftira nachara matzah afikomen. Actually, you can eat whatever you want after the matzah." That at the end of the Seder, meaning the halacha of not eating anything afterwards is only for the Korban Pesach. So now we're going to have all those proofs and questions that we just quoted, but just in the reverse. Right? Originally, we quoted our Mishnah as a question. Now it's going to be a proof. Right? Right? Maybe we have a proof from our Mishnah. In maftir nachar pesach afrikomen that achar pesach udulav achal achar matzah maftirin. Right? But maybe it's only the korban pesach. Right? As we just said, maybe it's only the korban pesach you're not allowed to eat afterwards. But after the matzah, it's motor. So Gemara says, lomi boya kamer. No, our Mishnah, same way we explained before. It's a lomi boya. The lomi boya achar matzah the lenofish taima. Right? You don't even need to tell me that you're not allowed to eat anything after the matzah because the matzah, the flavor of the matzah is not so strong. But after the Korban Pesach, which has a strong flavor, you might have thought it's not mutter to eat anything, so kamash malon, meaning it's not usher to eat anything. So kamash malon, our Mishnah teaches me that it's also usher to eat after the Korban Pesach. Now this was a proof, right, that we tried to bring a proof. Now it's bringing as a kasha. Maybe it's a kasha against this version of Shmuel, that you're allowed to eat anything after the matzah. Right now, sufkonin, vadufshonin, Vesterikin, right? All those fancy matzahs made with juice and honey, etc. Adam Amale Kreso Mehen, a person can fill the stomach with them. As long as you eat the Kazayas matzah afterwards, Bachrona in Barishona Lo, right? The seemingly that you can only eat it afterwards, but you can't eat it beforehand, right? That seems to be a proof. Maybe it seems to be a question, because we just said you're allowed to eat anything you want after the afikomen. And here you're telling me that you have to make sure to eat a kazayis of matzah after all these sweet foods. I thought you're allowed to eat after the afikomen, according to this version of Shmuel. So Gemara says, lo mi boya kamer. No, that's lo mi boya. You don't even need to teach me. Lo mi boya, you don't even need to teach me that barishona the ka'achal de'avon, that after the first matzah, you're allowed to eat all these fancy matzahs, because the first matzah you ate the pteyavon. Ava b'achrona, but after the afikomen, da'asi the mechol, achilagasa, emalo, because since it may end up, you might have thought it'd be achilagasa, so kamash malon, therefore it has to teach me that it's not going to end up being achilagasa if you eat the afikomen after all this stuff. Amar Rava. Now Rava says the following. What is the deal with matzah nowadays? Matzah bismanazeh del reisa umar midorabanan. Right, matzah, nowadays, the chi of matzah, even though we don't have the Korban Pesach anymore, matzah is still a mitzvah d'araisa, mor is a mitzvah d'rabanan. The Gemara says immediately the question that you may be asking, maishna, what's the difference? Right, what's the difference between the two? Mor d'chtir, by mor it says that matzah is from morim yochluhu. Right, you should eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and mor. So, bisman d'ika pesach, yesh mor, bisman d'leka pesach, leka mor. Right, if there's no Korban Pesach, so you don't have to eat mara, right? It links the two. Al matzos umra rim yochlu. You have to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and mara. Well, if there's no Korban Pesach, maybe there's no matzah, there's no mara. So the matzanami, but it also says matzah there, right? It says matzah and maror. Haksiv amatzos marorim. Right, so I don't understand. If they're linked to the Korban Pesach, so then both of them should be the Rabbanon. If they're not linked to the Korban Pesach, so both of them should be the Oraisa. So it says, Matzah mi hadar hadar bay. No, Matzah is different than Mar. Why? Because Matzah has another Pasuk. The Pasuk says again, Korban Be'erev Teochlu Matzos. Right? Again, it says again, irrespective of the Korban Pesach, on that night you should eat Matzah. So therefore, Mar, which is linked exclusively to the Korban Pesach, so if you don't have the Korban Pesach nowadays, so then it's a Dindra Rabbanon. If Matzah, which you have an extra mitzvah of Be'erev Teochlu Matzos, right, the extra Pasuk tells me that it's a mitzvah d'araisa, irrespective of the Korban Pesach. For Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Amar Echad Zev Echad Zev B'Derabanan. Rav Acha bar Yaakov disagrees with Rava, and he says nowadays matzah is only derabanan. Ah, Elaksiv Be'erev Teochlu Matzos. What is Be'erev Teochlu Matzos? Right. What do you do with that pasuk? So he says, Ayimi Boyle L'Tameish V'Haya B'Derech Rechoka. That teaches me that someone who is Tameh, someone who is far away from Yerushalayim, right, he's not going to do Korban Pesach, but he's going to do Pesach Sheni. Right, Sakadai Dechamina, you might have thought, given the Pesach Lo Achli Matzah Mar Namilu Nechal, you might have thought, since he's not doing Korban Pesach, he also doesn't have to do Matzah Mar, it's Kamash Malan, so therefore the pasuk teaches me, no, that you do have to do Matzah and Mar. Correct, because the pasuk says on matzos, right? It says better tochlu matzos, right? It says that you should eat matzah, not necessarily mor. Right, okay, but either way, it's not exactly precise. Rava would say to you, hold on 1 second, sorry, just checking here, if that's true. I think that's true what I just said. Trying to see, I think I'm correct, that it's really, okay, when the extra pasuk says that, right, that extra pasuk of Berev Tochlu Matzos wouldn't be matzah or mar, it would just be matzah, right? Mestami would eat matzah as well. Okay, fine. Just matzah, right? Not more. Okay. V'rava Amar, I assume so. I don't see anything really in the Rashi or... okay. Fine. Vayter. V'rava Amar l'cha, Rava would say to you, what about that logic? That logic seems pretty good, right? So that Be'erev Teochlu Matzos teaches me that that a tummy and someone who's B'derech Rechoka has to eat matzah even though it's not eating Korban Pesach. So why does Rabbi use that positive to teach me that matzah nowadays is midaraisa? So he would say, Amar l'cha, he would say to you, tamei v'sha'ar b'derech rechoka lo tzarech kra. If someone who's tamei and someone who's far away, you don't need a positive to tell me that they have to eat matzah to l'garmi me'aril v'nechar, because they're no different than someone who's uncircumcised and someone who's a ben nechar, right? Someone who's over v'vodu zara, that's not going to eat the Korban Pesach. The pasuk says, right, the Tanya, we'll end the b'raisa, ko'aril lo z'yochalbo, ko ben nechar lo yochalbo, right, they're not going to eat the Korban Pesach, but bo eno ochal, bo, only the Korban Pesach they're not going to eat. They're going to eat matzah and mar. So certainly someone who's tameh and someone who's derech barachoka, right, they're going to do a korban pesach sheni. And certainly, right, they, right, an oral ben echar don't do pesach sheni, but they are chayev in matzah and mar. So certainly, someone who's tameh, someone who's far away from the Beis HaMikdash is going to be chayev in matzah and mar. You don't need that pasuk of be'erev teochlu matzos to teach me that they're chayev. V'idach, and I, how does Rav Acha bar Yaakov understand that? What does he do with that logic? He'd say, k'siv b'hai, k'siv b'hai. Right, no, it's written by both. Right, both someone who's tameh and someone who's far away, and an arel and a ben nechar. Right, it says the psukim by both of them utzrichi, and we need both of those drushas. Now, what the Gemara ironically does not do, right? Usually, it does do tzrichi. It says tzrichi, then it explains what the tzrichasa is. But the Rashbam here fills us in. Right, let's just shift over to the Rashbam for a second. Ksiv b'hai tzricha. The tamei v'shayi derech rechoka lo yalef me'arel uben nechar. You can't learn someone who's tamei, someone who's far away from an arel and a ben nechar, to isle tashlum in the Pesach Sheni, right? Because again, as I mentioned before, that the someone who's tamei, someone who's far away from Yerushalayim, they're going to do Pesach Sheni. The other two, the ben nechar and the arel, are not. So hilchach, therefore, lo yochal matzah barishon achiyasam Pesach Sheni, v'kayim almasos omurorim yochluhu. You might have thought that they shouldn't eat matzah on the first Pesach. And then just wait till second Pesach, right? Pesach Sheni, right? And then be mekayim that pasuk of matzos marim. But an arel ben nechar that dinu shiyochu matzah barishon, right? It makes sense that they should eat matzah on the first Pesach Rishon because they're not doing Pesach Sheni. They're not doing Pesach Sheni. That's one way. That's because of Rachman of Berev Tochel Matzos. And if it would have only said Berev Tochel Matzos, have a mukmi li ba'arol ben nechar. You might have thought that's only specifically an arel and a ben nechar. Mishum deles le tashlumin, because they're not going to do Pesach Sheni. Aval tamir derech hachoka, this lu tashlumin lo lechayvu barishon, right? Basically, the bottom line is, you might have thought that the someone who's tamei, someone who's far away, is not going to be chayv on matzah and maror the first night, because lamaisa, they're going to do Pesach Sheni, and all those halachos that apply to Pesach Rishon, they just push off the Pesach Sheni. They don't have to eat matzah and maror. Therefore, you need both psukim, and you couldn't. And if the pasuk had only said by someone who's tamei, who's by derech hachoka, well, it would not have necessarily applied to Arel ben Nechar again, because that logically doesn't work. Because again, they're not going to have the tashlumin for Pesach Sheni. Okay. Viter. Tani Kivazi the Rava, we have a Brisa that teaches us like Rava, Sheshis Yom Tocha Matzos, we have a Hashvi, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. The Pasuk links the 6 days we eat matzah, and on the seventh day, that's an Atzeres, that's an extra Yontif. Mashvi Rishos Af, Sheshis Yom Rishos. Just like the last day is a Mutter, it's a Rishos to eat matzah. So the previous, or the 5 days really, or the previous 6 days, I guess you'll see in a second. The previous 6 days theoretically are Rishus. My timer, what's the logic? Right? It's a klal, it's one of the things that we say in Rabbi Yishmael. There was something that was said in a general rule, and then it's specified, right? It says 6 days eat matzah. The seventh day is an extra holiday for Hashem, right? So lo lamed al atzmo yotza, lo lamed al klal kulu yotza. Rather, it's explaining the entire klal. Whenever we take a specific example from a general statement, right? You have 6 days you have to eat matzah, and the seventh day, okay, so that's taking one of those 6 days, explaining us, and saying what the deal is. So that will teach us a halacha about the rest of the days as well, right? It's teaching about the entire klal. So then what does that mean? Yachol, you might have thought Av Halayla Rishon Rishos. Sorry, now where did I? Let's read that a little better. Mashvi, let's see. Pasuk says Sheshes. Let's go up a little bit. Sorry, my apologies. Sheshes Yamin Tocha Matzos. So we have Mashvi Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. Right, that's the pasuk. Mashvi Rishos Av Sheshes Yamin Rishos. Just like the seventh day is mutter to eat matzah, or not, you're not chayiv. So too the other 6 days. In my time, what's the reason? Because it was something that was in the general rule, i.e. the seventh day was part of the other days. And the pasuk took it out to teach us. Right? It's not only teaching us about that day, about the seventh day, right? Rather, it's teaching us about all of the days, that it's also Rishos. So Yachal Af Balei L'Rishon Rishos, you might have thought that the first night is also Rishos, just like all the other days to eat. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Amatzos umerim yochluhu," that you need to eat matzah. Right? That's a mitzvah from the Torah. Ainly el bezmar beisamikdash kayim. That only teaches me when you have the korban pesach. Bezmar shein beisamikdash kayim minayin. How do you know if there's no korban pesach, there's no beisamikdash? It's still a mitzvah daraisa to eat matzah. Says Amalomar berev tochlu matzos hakosuv kavo chova. Right? The pasuk says berev tochlu matzos. The Torah is said it's a chova, it's a chiyuv, irrespective of whether the Beis Hamikdash exists or not. Okay, second mission. Yashnu Miktsasan. Let's say some of the people fell asleep, right? Nowadays, and I guess back then as well. Let's say some people fell asleep at the Seder. So then, Yochlu, they are allowed to continue eating the Korban Pesach, right? Where the Rashbam already points out that we're concerned that it looks like eating the Korban Pesach in two different places. If you have some people still there, so it looks like right, you didn't leave, right? We had this before, that this idea that if everybody leaves, right, so maybe that's considered to be a Shinui Makom, right? We had it by the Brachos, right, if you remember at the beginning of the Perek. Okay, so Yashnu Miktsasan Yochlu. If some of them slept, and some of them obviously stayed awake, so then everybody can still eat the Korban Pesach. But Kulan, if everybody fell asleep, so then Lo Yochlu, then you cannot eat. That looks like, then you cannot continue eating Korban Pesach. That looks like everybody, you switched places. It's almost like a new place. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnamnu Yochlu, Nirdimu Lo Yochlu. If they were dozing off, then they can continue eating. But if they fell asleep completely, then they're not allowed to continue eating. And there's a discussion here in terms of the Rishonim. What is Rabbi Yossi going on? The Reisha or the Seifa? Meaning, is he going on the Reisha, the first one, that's the first part of the Mishnah, that says if some of them fell asleep, you are allowed to eat? And Rabbi Yossi is saying that's only if they dozed, but if even if some people fell asleep, right, into a heavy sleep, they're not allowed to eat? Right, the Korban Pesach, and Rabbi Yossi is being more machmir, or maybe Rabbi Yossi is going on the seifa, the second part of the Mishnah, when he says, kula lo yochlu, that if everybody fell asleep, then you're not allowed to continue. That's only if they all fell asleep into a heavy sleep. But if someone fell, if some of them fell, just dozed off, so then it would be fine. And Rabbi Yossi is trying to be more mako. Okay, the Rashbam, just to use one of them, Rashbam says he's going on the Resha, and then Rabbi Yossi is going lakula. Okay, is being more machmir than the Tanakhama. Okay, lo yochlu es pesach achar chatzos. You shouldn't eat the korban pesach. No, sorry, my apologies. Terrible. Rabbi Yossi omer nisnam the yochlu near demu lo yochlu. Okay, ha pesach achar chatzos metame esayadayim. If the korban pesach right is after chatzos, right, that's already, we're going to point out it in a second. That's nosar, right? It's left after the chatzos, right? Machlokes how long you have to eat the korban pesach. This mishnah seems to be paskening that you can only have until chatzos, and after chatzos, it is nosar. So therefore, just like nosar is metame seyidayim, so too the korban pesach after chatzos is metame. Ha pigul va nosar metame seyidayim, and sure enough, pigul, it's a korban that got messed up. If you have machshava to eat it chutz lezman, after the appropriate time period allowed for the korban, so that's pigul. Korban is no good. Anybody eats it is chayiv kares. Vanosar, and again, something that was left over, some meat from a korban that was left over the allotted time. So both of them are mitame esayadayim. We're going to do that tomorrow, Blinether, after. We're going to get to the two dots right now, and then we'll do that topic tomorrow. Okay, just in terms of the sleeping, let's just get to the two dots. Rabbi Yossi, omer nisnam nu yochlu, nirdimu lo yochlu. If someone is dozing, he's allowed to continue eating, but if he fell asleep, he's not. So, what's the case of dozing off? Again, we had this before. Amar Rav Ashi says, Nimbelo nim tir below tir. He's sleeping but not sleeping, awake but not awake. Right? He's kind of dozing off. Kigon dekari levani. Right? If someone, you call him, he'll answer you. Yeah. What's up? Velo yade laduri svarta. But he can't answer anything logically. Pchimidkaru le midkar. But if he reminds you of something. Then if you remind him of something, he'll be able to remember, right? Like a classic dad line, when a dad says, right, all right, dad, you're sleeping, and he goes, no, I'm just resting my eyes, right? That's dozing. Someone pointed out that that's like a dad thing to say, and my kid said, oh, Abba, you say that all the time. So apparently that is a dad thing to say. Baruch Hashem. Okay, anyway. Abaye Abba Yosef Kamei Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba, right? They're having a Seder together, and that makes a lot of sense, because, right, they were Abaye was raised by Rabba, right? Because, as we pointed out several times already in the Sechta. Chazer, the Kamei Namnein, and he saw that Abaye was dozing off. Amalei, Aminam Kam Naimar. I said, you're falling asleep. Wake up. Samalei, no, minumi kamei namnim, I'm only dozing off, right, utnan, and we learned that nisnamnimu, yochlu, they are allowed to continue eating, but near the moon, they fell asleep completely, lo yochlu, right, but I'm not falling asleep completely, so don't worry, everything's good, and I can continue eating the korban pesach. Okay, shkoyach, gadol rabosei, we'll stop here, and very exciting, we will finish the mesechta tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.